A new state program will monitor and test all 22 drinking water systems that pull water from Lake Champlain, with a focus on detecting blue-green algae blooms. Algae blooms are visible to the naked eye, but testing is the only way to know if toxins are present, and that's important because Lake Champlain is the drinking water source for about 150,000 Vermonters. VPR's Mitch Wertlieb spoke with state toxicologist Sarah Vos about the new 12-week summer monitoring program.
So what exactly will this new 12-week monitoring program entail, and how is it more intensive than monitoring that's happened previously?
So in previous summers, we have monitored raw and finished drinking water when operators or the public or one of our monitors has seen a blue-green algae bloom anywhere near the intake. This summer, we're going to take a more routine look at the water, both raw and finished water, from Lake Champlain.
And how often would these water samples be tested?
The water operators are going to be giving us raw and finished water once a week.
At what point would people that drink the water be alerted of a potential problem? Would it be when there's a detection of algae in the water or only after it's tested positive for toxins?
If there is an analysis of the water that shows a blue-green algae toxin above the health advisory level, at that point the water system would recommend that their users not drink that water.
Now, we know that there were toxic algae blooms last summer and for many summers before that, actually. They were really bad, though, last summer in parts of the state. St. Albans particularly hard hit by algae blooms. Why is the monitoring and testing for toxins only happening now?
Well, EPA does not require any sort of water monitoring for these toxins. It is a completely voluntary program. And after last summer, when we saw the water supply in Toledo, Ohio, become impacted by a blue-green algae toxin, there's been a lot more focus on trying to understand if that is possible here and trying to understand what kind of toxins are present in our raw and finished water.
How far can these toxins travel in the water?
That is a very good question, and I think it can be a difficult question to answer. The distance that they travel is going to depend on a lot of different factors, including wind and temperature.
As you've mentioned, we've seen other states that have had this problem, and you mentioned Toledo, Ohio. Residents there were told not to drink the water because of an algae bloom, and given the ongoing nature of this problem, does the state intend to make summer monitoring and testing a regular event?
I think that would be a great effort. It is all voluntary, and so we are very happy that the water operators on Lake Champlain have been very supportive of this program and very willing to do it.
The funding for this comes from where, and what else will it provide for folks?
The funding comes from the Centers for Disease Control. It's from their Environmental Public Health Tracking Program. That program also supports our blue-green algae tracker map. It's a map that you can find through the Health Department's website with up-to-date information about where blooms are on the lake. You'll see either a red, yellow, or green dot, depending on what the status of the blue-green algae is at that location.
And that's red, yellow, green showing the severity of the problem?
Exactly. So a green would be no algae present. A red would be an intense bloom in progress.
Now, you said that there is a difference between seeing an algae bloom in the water and having toxins in the water. If people see algae blooms, does that mean if there isn't toxins detected, should they not swim there? Should they not be in the water at those areas?
That's correct. Not all of the blooms produce toxins, but even though the blooms are called blue-green algae, they're actually bacteria, and some bacteria have different chemicals inside of their cells or on the outside of their cells that can make your skin red or itchy or cause a rash. So we do encourage people to stay out of the water if they see any blue-green algae present.
How quickly do you get the results out on that map you're talking about once you find something in the water?
So every year we're working to make that map better and quicker. And this summer we anticipate having the results on the map within 15 minutes of the report being submitted to us.
Sarah Vos is Vermont state toxicologist. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure. Thank you.